only a dream. And yet here he was. He looked older, but not by much. His alabaster skin, his fine patrician features, his glittering eyes that held her own so intently, awakened a storm of feeling and memory and, even at this time of extreme danger, desire. She stopped a few feet from him. "Is it really you?" he asked, his courtly southern drawl freighted with emotion. She tried to smile. "I'm sorry, Aloysius. So very sorry." He did not reply. Now, all these years later, she found herself unable to read the thoughts that lay behind those silver eyes. What was he feeling? Betrayal? Resentment? Love? A narrow scar, freshly made, ran down one of his cheeks. She raised a fingertip, touched it lightly. Then, impulsively, she pointed over his shoulder. "Look," she whispered, "after all these years, we still have the moonrise." His glance followed hers over the Fifth Avenue skyline. The buttery full moon rose between the stately buildings, perfectly framed against a pearlescent pink sky that graded upward into deep, cool violet. His frame